Sault Ste. Marie Dial-a-Ride Transportation has received stellar feedback in a Dial-a-Ride customer satisfaction and trip purpose survey recently completed by Michigan State University, MSU, student researchers, as contracted through the Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT. SSM Dial-a-Ride is managed by Chippewa Luce Mackinac Community Action Agency, CLMCAA. Agency Director Joe Nolan provided the City Commission with a presentation on the SSM Dial-a-Ride survey results during a regular City Commission meeting on Tuesday, January 3. For 49 years in 2023, we have partnered with the city to provide public transportation through Dial-a-Ride to our residents, said Nolan, highlighting key points from the 38-page document. The SSM Dial-a-Ride transportation analysis was conducted from August 15 to August 17, 2022, gathering data from 19 fixed route and 16 demand response surveys based on customer satisfaction, trip purpose, and demographics. SSM Dial-a-Ride transportation survey respondents provided positive feedback. 95% of fixed route survey respondents reported feeling very satisfied with the overall services they have received, while 5% reported feeling satisfied. 100% of demand response transit riders reported feeling very satisfied with the overall services they have received. SSM Dial-a-Ride transportation performed well in the areas of timeliness, seat availability, safety, and affordability. Bus driver performance also scored high. Bus stops only scored 89% satisfied, which is probably one of our lowest, said Nolan. That is something we recognize. We have put in two bus stops with a lot of help from the city. One bus stop has been put up on West Bridge Apartments on Portage Avenue and another at Northern Transitions, NTI. Common destinations for fixed route riders included shopping and medical visits. The majority of fixed route riders surveyed were between the ages of 55 and 74. 24% of the riders reported having a disability, special needs, or requiring accommodation. A number of fixed route riders had a household income between $25,000 and $34,999 a year. 56% of riders were retired. Meanwhile, 45% of demand response riders used the busing system for medical purposes. 55% of demand response riders reported having a disability, special needs, or requiring some other accommodation. Demand response riders reported an annual household income between $10,000 and $14,999 per year. 50% of demand response riders were retired. Page 29 shows what the survey respondent would do if Dial-a-Ride were not an option and public transportation were not an option, Nolan said. 43% said they would not make the trip. That number frightens me a little because we give 25,000 rides per year. So, we are looking at sadly 12 to 14,000 people who just would not make their trip. Under the additional comments section, many riders expressed their gratitude for bus services. Two recommendations were to offer extended service hours into the evening and increasing the frequency of pickup times. Nolan said those were two ideas would be part of future board discussions. Congratulations, Mayor Don Jerry said. That is a fantastic score on all of those, pretty much every one was really super high. I know I had the opportunity, when my folks were alive, to use SSM Dial-a-Ride. I had never used it before. I was shocked at how good it was, how friendly everyone was, and its accessibility for those in wheelchairs. Visit the Sault Ste. Marie Dial-a-Ride Transportation Facebook page, here, to learn more about routes and pickup times.